This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by both Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Give me a quick moment for both. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, just ran into marketing director Jeremy Roberts at the Tampa Bay Lightning Watch Party at Amalie Arena on Saturday night. Jeremy and I, as always, had a nice chat. Jeremy was on my team helping me host the most recent Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament, and Jeremy talked about some more ideas going forward. Sean and Jeremy and Colin and so many others from Brandon Legal Group, Danelle, over the years have played in and supported me. Brandon Legal Group's simple message for me to convey to you is this. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm. Full service can mean family law. Full service can mean divorce. Full service means whatever you need it to mean. And Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. Free consult. BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box that says as much. Or call 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Also, I was thinking, you know, we just flipped into March here, how it's already been 4 full months since I upgraded my vehicle. I had a 2014 Ford sedan. I am now in a 2018 Ford SUV, and it's been wonderful. I went from a vehicle with over 100,000 miles on it to a certified pre-owned vehicle with barely 40,000 miles on it, and my cost out of pocket, the attention I received on trading in one Ford for a certified pre-owned Ford was unprecedented as far as my history of owning vehicles. So, when you need to make the move into a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, go to Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry. Ask to speak to Sean Sullivan. If anyone gives you the runaround, why do you need to speak to Sean? Say, because I'm a listener of Todd Wright's, and he told me to ask for him. And if they won't get you to Sean, you ask for Grace Thomas, who was sitting next to me at the aforementioned Lightning Watch Party. And you tell Grace Thomas you want to speak to Sean Sullivan, and you're one of my listeners, and you're interested in a new or pre-owned vehicle. And Grace Thomas will get Sean Sullivan for you. That's the way it works there. Remember, I was able to get out of a 2014 and into a 2018 in less time than it took T-Mobile to switch me over from Sprint. The car buying experience was faster than the cell phone experience. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Thank you for indulging me on those sponsors that allow the podcast to be free and do so much for me as it relates to podcasts, golf tournaments, writing the fantasy football checks, and so much more. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. A shout out also to a listener on Instagram who was very kind to me with a quick comment off a post I had from the Lightning Watch Party. So Laoshi Zero, Laoshi, and then the number zero. Thank you for what you said. You know, it's the little things for me that just keep me doing this. Because when I retired 10 years ago from full-time, I wanted nothing to do with anything. And now I'm 7 years into the Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm almost 200 episodes into this podcast. We've done Lightning Podcasts. We do the Bucks Bulletin, three seasons going on four, sponsored by Brandon Legal Group. I make appearances on Spectrum News in Tampa, Spectrum News in Orlando, the Vegas Stats and Information Network out of Las Vegas, and not to disclose too much, there is a new effort connected to 42 sports properties that's trying to get me to do some things for them. Doesn't officially bring me out of retirement, but I'm interested. So compliments like Laoshi's, Laoshi Zeros on Instagram, kind of make me just keep doing it enough. I don't want to do it full time anymore. But thank you, Laoshi Zero. I really appreciate it. We brought back You're at the Wrong Game Cam on my social media. If you're not familiar with You're at the Wrong Game Cam, that's part of the subject of this podcast. So I'm sitting there at the Lightning Watch Party at Amalie Arena. I like the watch parties. As a matter of fact, and I tagged Greg Wolf on it, Greg and I aren't buddies. We're not. We're not friendly. We're not on a first name basis. We don't have each other's phone numbers. Greg does a terrific job at the watch parties. Terrific. I like him better at the watch parties than when there's 19,000 people in the building for the game itself. Greg, I can respect the workload Greg has at those and how he adds an element that without that, I don't know that they'd have the watch party. So I respect Greg for that reason. Also, the other night, Greg did the announcement of the goals. And he parodied the person who normally does that part at Lightning home games, who I've never liked, by the way. And he sounded, I would say just like him, but Greg, you sounded better. So, you know, Greg, if you ever just want to sit down and do that for the games, I'm all for it. I think it'd be an upgrade, although it's less work for you, but maybe at some point you want to do that just like I did 10 years ago when I retired from full-time TV radio work. But I'm sitting there at the watch party. Greg described the picture of the that I posted, said, you know, what a tool. And here coming by me is this guy in a Tuukka Rask Bruins jersey. It's a Lightning Predators Stadium Series outdoor game. And Lightning won it. The game was enjoyably chippy. Tampa Bay apparently was very well represented in Nashville. 20, 25, 30,000 people spending a lot of money up there and wearing their colors. You know what I'd love to see, and I know Eddie Olczyk was talking about it, says, I'd love to do a game in Raymond James Stadium. Now, the problem with that is, I don't know if the Glazers would go for it. And I do think they have a little say. Could be wrong. Based on how that game went, and there's never been, in my opinion, a rivalry between the Predators and the Lightning. Predators have been to a Stanley Cup final, not against the Lightning. I'm sure there have been moments in games, but they only play each other twice a year. And in recent years, they haven't played as much because of COVID. And yet, there was something about that. And you know what? One of the Lightning's best all-time employees now works for the Predators, and Bill Wickett. Bill, I miss the hell out of you here in Tampa. And I'm not alone. The Predator gain is our loss. I'd love to see a home and home. And then 30,000 people from Nashville can come down and fill the bars and wear their Predators jerseys all throughout the good spots in Tampa, just the way the Lightning fans did. Can we do a home and home? Has that been done in the Stadium Series? I even like the sort of the neon theme and in the font for how things were printed up for the Stadium Series. But back to You're at the Wrong Game Cam. So over 20 years ago, I started calling out people wearing jerseys to games that just made no sense to me. Now, at the same time, there are places where you can wear any jersey you want and you can wear anything you want overall. A theme park. The emergency room. a police station, the airport, or an airplane, a WWE event, a state or county fair. These are all places where I'm fine with whatever jersey you want to wear, or just about anything else. You want to wear a coat and tie? Go right ahead. You want to wear cutoffs and flip-flops and tank tops? Go right ahead. Ladies, bikini tops? Go for it. The jerseys fit in with all that because anything goes. But I've never understood why, and to me, there's no argument, why at a particular game between two particular teams, you would choose to wear a jersey of neither of the particular teams and would go out of your way to choose a jersey of some team that is not playing at that particular event. That's why I started taking pictures of those people, posting it on my Twitter at the time, talking about it on All Night with Todd Wright and later Todd Wright Tonight on national radio and calling it You're at the Wrong Game Cam. Because you are at the wrong game. As I posted on Instagram with this dope wearing the Tuukka Rask jersey, surrounded by people wearing Lightning jerseys, and I saw a couple of Nashville shirts or what have you. That's fine. And I just said, same night the Bruins were playing the Sharks. Bruins won 3-1. Marchand had 2 goals. That guy didn't see it because he's at the wrong game. Or he's got other stupid reasons for doing what he did. So I might start bringing more of that back to my social media, the You're at the Wrong Game Cam. Since I started doing it 2 decades ago, some arenas and stadiums have done a version of it. And I'm flattered, even if they don't know, it all traces back to me on national radio. Someone got it from someone who got it from someone who got it from someone who got it from someone, and that someone got it from me. Now, they may call it something different. They may not be as mean-spirited as I am with outing these people. The Lightning actually do one occasionally. They call it a lost fan alert. And they'll throw up 1 to 3 random cutaways of fans wearing jerseys that have nothing to do with the game being played in Amalie Arena. It's You're at the Wrong Game Cam. They call it something else, but it's You're at the Wrong Game Cam. The Magic have done it as well. And if you are somewhere and have seen it in a stadium or arena you frequent, please let me know about it at write.todd@yahoo.com. write.todd@yahoo.com. I don't get it. I don't. And I often say there are exceptions to every rule. Tough to find an exception to this rule as far as I'm concerned. And it's been fun to talk about it again on social media. And it obviously got the attention of Leoshi Zero when he responded to the post the other night. I'll leave it there. Thank you for your attention today as it relates to the Todd Wright Toddcast as we approach episode 200. Brought to you by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Again, my email is write.todd@yahoo.com. My Instagram is toddwright2121. My Twitter is also toddwright2121. And if you'd like to be friends on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Please don't ask me to like any additional pages. Otherwise, we'll have a hard time staying friends. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.